Okay, here's another one. The traditional goal of Eastern religion and esotericism is moksha, freedom from rebirth in the form of samadhi nirvana. Are these types of goals relevant for modern humans? Can they be restated in forms that are consistent with the modern and dominant scientific worldview?
Yeah, I think any time you have a state that offers liberation from life suffering, that it's relevant. And I don't think anybody would want to forego a capacity for great liberation, including somebody in the modern world. The difficulty, of course, is how then do you bring that into the everyday world in a way that has some sort of relevance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the general notion of the bodhisattva tends to make a great deal of sense, which is namely, you, after thoroughly realizing the formless state of nirvana, bring that realization to bear on every form that arises. And the impulse that accompanies that is something known as compassion. So the driving force becomes, I have been fortunate enough to find some sort of liberation, freedom, and fullness in my own being. How can I communicate that to others in a way that benefits them? And it's not very different than if somebody came along to you and gave you $1 billion. Now, most people's initial impulse is, I'm going to share that with some other people that need it. It's the same thing if you get a really profound awakening experience. It's not, oh, I'm going to get away from the world. It's, oh, somebody gave me $1 billion. I'm going to go out and share it. And that's generally what happens with people that have that kind of realization. They are moved in a very, very profound way to share the wealth. And that's what happens. So the pressing concern right now is something we've talked about a little bit earlier, which is, yes, once you've found the nature of the mind, once you've found nirvana, once you've found this formless, ever-present state, what do you do in the relative realm? And what you do is you try to go in with this as integral approach as possible and start to have an impact on educational system, the political system, the business system, and so on, so that those systems become conducive to states of realization and liberation. Obviously, it's a tall order, but that is, there's no reason not to engage it.
No. So, might be the purpose of being here.
Somebody might say that, yes.